substance. Substance abuse in session, no question. You up against it, the wall. Walking down Wall Street with a slight sunburn. Sideburn, third degree burn. Burn biscuits, I stay burned. I'm the fire hot sauce that'll keep your lips lit. Introducing spoken word cannibal. Blessed and lyrically gifted. Dressed like a bum shit fashion misfit. Attempts to defy gravity, keeping my people lifted. Now who lyrically spits cylindrical linguistics mixed with miracle liquid? Who's fired up? We'll let it burn. Burn like hot non-verbal herbal java. You think you live? Who's lava? My spiritual spit flame saliva is lava. I set your brain ablaze then send you into amazement. Namdi, greatest poet that ever died and relived. Ain't no replacement. Now who rolls scrolls with spoken word trolls burning incense in the basement? Who acknowledges that the guy resides inside and ain't been the same since? Who's ready to blaze this? Who's fired up? We'll let it burn. Burn like barbecue beef. It's what's for dinner, not what's for poetry. Who got beef? Who dare have beef with another poet? Well, let me be the shepherd to move the cattle. I left my shadow in the graveyard of poets asking, who won a battle? As a matter of fact, the wise man asked me, can dead poets really live? Good question. I asked him, do dead poets ever die? Good question. Now, what's the definite definition of death? Great question. Death ain't nothing but a rebirth. Birth to the first, dispersing the corpse to be bound back to the earth. Sounds black in the earth. But earthlings don't scare me, cause earthlings don't see me. Especially with their eyes wide open. Close your eyes, you'll see my face, or you might just die hoping. Eyes open, wide open. Open-ended like questions in the matrix. Far beyond rhetorical, poetically metaphorical, allegorical like I Ching oracles. Receptive earth and stillness. Mountain and clinging fire, the fire I admire, the fire I desire to have in the middle of December. Yo, I remember the coldest winter ever, shaking and shiver with a malnourished liver, trying to stay warm, drinking Puerto Rican rum as I hum poetic slave hymns with fellow spoken word bums. See, I just jumped out of the cab, but I'm still waiting on the bus to come. Come, my people. Come to my computer lab. My laser inkjet printer is a ballpoint pencil, and my keyboard is loose leaf. I resurrect Nag Hammadi manuscripts, then I begin to reroot trees. 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 Poets, trees. Poetry enlightens us even in our deepest sleep, in REM, or during earthly anesthesia. I leave the mic stand so damn hot, satanic evangelists start to catch fevers. Feverish from birth, enslaved, engraved. Yo, what does all this mean? I mean, I'm trapped in a space 3x3 like some damn raw sardines. Bound beneath the bows of the boat, just so they couldn't see the stars. Scarred back, hard back, black rebel, standing right next to Mars. Now who's ready to go to war, and who ain't afraid to die? I, the poet, hung from a tree, still humming poetry. That's why I call my life the hungry poet's tree. Wake up, don't ignore this poet's plea. Please, please, pleading, bleeding, fleas, eating, depleting, and eating my epidermis as I experienced hell in jail. Guilty till proven innocent. Now I'm sitting up in a cell with Nell, Sun, Mandela, Soul. Resurrected through music like Fela, Soul. So, who am I? Yo, I'm poetry resurrected. Have I ever died? Not once. Check it. First name, Will. Middle name, Namdi. I fasted for 40 days beneath the deathbed of Gandhi. Lyrical warrior, I'm riding with the Ashanti. Spiritual bum from the slum, and I'm still asking God who wants me. Now who's fired up? Well, let it burn. Let it burn. Let it burn.